This Mishnah continues the theme of the past few Mishnayos, and that is different things, in particular a coating and a cover over a kli, and whether those things which are added onto the kli become part of the kli or are considered to be something separate, and therefore would not become tomei together with the rest of the kli. Chovis Shenikva, a earthenware barrel which develops a hole in it, Vasob Zephes, and he repairs the hole by placing tar pitch over there where the hole is, Yosem Ritzarka, and he places more pitch there than is necessary. He makes a much thicker hole than he needs, or perhaps he makes it wider. So there's pitch even on the part of the barrel which didn't have a hole on it. And meanwhile, the barrel becomes Tomei. Hanugea Ritzarka, if somebody touches the part of the pitch that the barrel needs in order that there won't be a hole, then the person will become Tomei, because that is the part of the pitch which becomes a part of the kli, because the kli needs that in order for it not to have a hole. But Yosmit Sarka, if somebody touches the part of the pitch which is not really necessary, it's the extra part, then since the kli doesn't need that part of the pitch and it's considered to be a total extra that isn't helping the kli in any way, it's not considered part of the kli, and therefore tahar, the person will remain pure because that is not considered tomei like the rest of the kli. Likewise, Zephes should not file a chovis, pitch which dripped onto part of the barrel, not where there is a hole, it just dripped onto it, so now part of the barrel has this pitch around it. Hanugea b'tahar, if somebody touches the pitch, then even if the kli is tomei, the person will remain tahar, pure, because once again, since the kli doesn't need that at all and it's not gaining from it, it doesn't become part of the kli. Mashpeh shel eitz v'shel cheres shepkokoi b'zephes, a funnel made of wood or earthenware. A funnel is wide at the top and narrow at the bottom. If somebody fills the hole at the bottom with pitch, such that now if you pour a liquid into the funnel will hold the liquid. It will no longer function as a funnel which allows the liquid to pass through it, but now it can actually contain the liquid. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that it can become tomei. It's now considered to be a container of liquid. Rabbi Akiva holds that a wooden funnel whose hole was filled up, it can become tomei, but umetar b'shal cheres, if it was made of earthenware, then it cannot become tomei. And Rabbi Yosi says that in both cases, it cannot become tomei, even though they can hold liquid. The reason for Rabbi Yosi is because we're talking about such a funnel whose hole at the bottom is very smooth. Obviously, the funnel was made in a neat fashion. The hole at the bottom was perfectly circular. And because of that, even when the pitch is placed there, it would tend not to last for very long, and it wouldn't stop the liquids coming through for very long. If the pitch is placed in a hole, in a regular hole, which developed later on in a utensil, so then the hole is usually, it's got jagged edges, it's not smooth, and therefore the pitch tends to fill the hole properly. But as a result of the smoothness of this hole of the funnel, the pitch usually doesn't fully block the liquids from coming through, and therefore, even though he filled the hole up with the pitch, it will not yet be fit to become tomei, according to Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah argues, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that at the end of the day, people will now use it to contain water, even if later on it might start leaking, people will start using it now as a container of liquid, and therefore it can become tomei. Rabbi Akiva essentially agrees with Rabbi Yosi that because it doesn't fill up the hole fully 100%, it shouldn't really become tomei. However, since pitch essentially comes from the same material as wood, it's made out of the sap of a tree, so it's easier for it to combine with the wood and for it to fully fill up that hole and attach itself to the wooden edges of the wooden funnel. But when it comes to the earthenware funnel, it would not be able to become tomei, according to Rabbi Akiva. Perek Dal Mishnah Aleph, this perek really is a continuation of what has already been discussed in many of the Mishnayos, and that is earthenware utensils when they break. Hacheres, a earthenware piece of material. We're referring to something which was once a full earthenware kli, and it broke. However, if one were to stand it upright, it can still hold the minimum amount of liquid that is necessary for it to retain its status of a kli. But the problem is, she'enu yochel lamud, it's not able to stand upright, mipnei oznoi, because of the handle which is attached to one side of it. If you imagine a barrel which breaks more vertically along the length of the barrel, and on one side of the barrel, there was a handle, and because the handle gives a greater weight to one of the sides of the broken piece of the barrel, it causes the barrel to fall down and topple over because it's heavier on one side. But were it not for the handle, it would be able to stand upright and hold the minimum amount of liquid that is necessary. Or if there was a part of the barrel at the bottom which protruded downwards, and that protruding part causes it to fall to the side, it can't stand upright. Tahar, it's pure, it cannot become tomei, it loses its status of a kli, because one of the conditions for a broken piece of an earthenware kli to remain a kli and to be able to become tomei is that it be able to function as a container of liquid as it's standing upright. Continues the Mishnah, nitla ha'oizen, if the handle was then taken off, or nishbar ha'chidud, the protruding part which goes downwards breaks, such that now the earthenware piece can stand upright on its own, nevertheless, still tahar, it's pure, it cannot become tomei. And this is based on the important principle that we saw in the previous parak as well, that once an earthenware utensil breaks, to the extent that it loses its status of being a kli, and it can no longer become tomei, then it can never again be repaired for it to become tomei again, unless it's totally re-furnaced, reheated, and totally created from anew. But unless that is performed, then once an earthenware utensil becomes tahar, and it loses its status of a kli, then it can never again become tomei. However, Rabbi Yehuda metamei, interestingly, Rabbi Yehuda says that in this case it can become tomei, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though when the handle was attached, so it couldn't stand upright, but even at that time, essentially, it is something that can hold the liquid. There's a sort of external issue that the handle on one side causes it to fall down, but it's not something which totally gets rid of the status of the item being considered a remnant of the barrel. And therefore, as soon as we get rid of that external problem that it can't stand upright, it would be able to become tomei according to Rabbi Yehuda. Chovesh nichasa, a barrel which breaks at its bottom referring to one of the ends of the barrel, not the round cylinder part of the barrel, but one of the ends that breaks off, and really the bottom of it, which means that it can't really hold the liquid in the barrel in a regular way anymore. However, it can hold liquid if it's placed on its side. At least the bottom of the barrel, once it's placed on the side, will be able to hold some liquid because of the rounded cylinder shape of the barrel. Or in a different case, if the barrel splits vertically, creating two half barrels which are in the shape of particular types of bowls, which are shaped like half barrels, sort of longish bowls, which have a similar shape to half a cylinder. Rabbi Yehuda says that the remaining part of these barrels, it cannot become tomei, for the simple reason that it's not able to hold the liquid while standing upright. When the barrel is full, it's not used really on its side. Its main use as a barrel, it will be placed upright. That's how the liquid was stored in the barrel. And since the kli can no longer be held in the same position and hold liquid, it can't become tomei, like we've learned a number of times already. However, the chachomim say that it can become tomei in this case, and the reason for the chachomim is because when the barrel is full, before it's broken, occasionally it was also used on its side. Well, that's definitely not the regular way of using it. Since occasionally it was used in that way, that's enough to make the kli retain its status of a kli for as long as it can hold liquid in that position, even on its side. Mishnah Beis. In this Mishnah, we're going to see an additional distinction which is made between a barrel which breaks, or in this case doesn't break, but becomes weaker, and a broken barrel which becomes weaker. Even a broken barrel which is still something which can become tomei because it can still hold liquids, we've seen a couple of differences already between the full utensil and a remnant of the utensil, even when the remnant can still become tomei. And in this Mishnah we're going to see an additional difference. Chovesh and Nizra'ah are a barrel, an earthenware barrel, which becomes weak. It has cracks to the extent that it cannot be moved, meaning it cannot support the weight of half a kav, which is a particular volume of dried figs. This is considered to be the amount which is in one meal. So if the barrel, which was designated until now for holding solid foods, it should be emphasized, it's no longer able to hold food. It can hold a little bit, but it can't hold even enough for a full meal, and therefore tahira, it can no longer become tameh. It loses its status of a kli. Says the Mishnah, gistra shenisra'a, a broken piece of a earthenware barrel, which becomes weakened, it has cracks, to the extent that although in terms of its shape it can contain water or a different liquid, but ve'ena mekabelis mashkin, because of its weakness, it cannot hold the liquid, because the liquid goes through the cracks. Afabishi mekabelis oichlin, even if it can hold solids, because the solids won't go through the cracks, so the food won't go through the cracks, and therefore it does still have that use of holding food, because it's already a broken utensil, tahira, it can no longer become tome. Shein shirayin la shirayin, because there is no remnant, there's no sort of remainder for something which itself is a remaining part of the kli. That is to say, if somebody has a full barrel which has a little crack at the bottom, so it leaks a little bit, the regular practice of people wouldn't be to just chuck out the barrel. Rather, they would continue using it. They would place another piece of earthenware or some small piece of material underneath the barrel to catch the small amount of liquid which seeps through the bottom of the barrel. However, a broken barrel, which still is able to hold some liquid, as soon as it starts to leak, people don't continue using it and they place the material underneath it. Since anyway it's broken, people would generally throw it out as soon as it starts to leak any small amount. Mishnah Gimel. In the previous Mishnah, we saw a distinction made between a full barrel and something which is itself a remainder, a remnant of the original barrel. And it's easier in the latter case, in the case of the gistra, the remaining part of the barrel, it's easier for that to become tahar and to lose its status of a kli. So the Mishnah asks, Eze gistra, what is considered to be a gistra, a broken barrel, such that the laws which apply to a gistra would apply from the previous Mishnah? Kol shenitlon ozneha, anything that even the handles are taken off of the earthenware utensil, that's enough for it to be considered a broken kli, such that if it leaks in any way, then it would become tahar. If this barrel which was broken has jagged protrusions coming out of the top of the barrel. So the top part of the barrel broke and it didn't break off in a perfect smooth cut, but rather there are jagged edges at the top. The question is that part of the kli considered to be a part of the rest of the kli, and therefore it can become tomei or not? The Mishnah says, kolam kabelim mobazesim, any part of the barrel where the jagged edges are, which can hold within that area olives. And solid food, even though the jagged edges have gaps in between them, in the area at the bottom of the jagged edges at least, where it's wider and the holes are smaller, food can still be kept in between that area, and therefore mitamei b'magor. If the actual kli becomes tomei, and then food touches even the area of the jagged edges, which can contain the solid foods, then they would become tomei, just like if they touched the rest of the barrel, which is full still. And likewise, uchonegdoi, the airspace which is in line with those jagged edges, in the part of, at least at the bottom of the jagged edges, which can contain food in there. So mitam ba'avir, the food would become tomei in the airspace, which is the regular law which applies to earthenware kelim. However, the parts of the jagged edges, which are higher up and more pointy, and they have much larger holes in between each part of each jagged edge, so food can't be held in between that area, the top of the jagged edges, so that part is not actually considered to be a part of the kli itself. However, it does have the status of a yad. A yad is a handle, it's something which is an extension, something which is attached to a kli, it's attached as a real part of the kli, but it's only got the status of a yad, an extension, and something like that, mitame b'magor, if food touches it, then the food would become tomei. However, the inkenegdem tam b'aver, if food enters the airspace of that area without going further downwards into the airspace of the actual kli, then it would not become tomei, because that is the law with regards to a yad of a earthenware utensil. The next case is where the barrel broke and the shape of the remaining part of the barrel is such that Hoysamuta al Sida, it can rest on its side, and it's Kamin Cathedral, it's got a similar shape to a kind of chair or bench, which was called a cathedra, and it had a backrest, and the two sides of this bench were also filled. Sort of, it was like an armrest, but which was filled up. It wasn't just at the top of the side of the chair, but the whole side of the chair was filled. So the barrel also is shaped in a similar way, and this can be shown in the diagram for this Mishnah. So this Mishnah goes according to the opinion of the Chachomim in Mishnah Aleph, that even if it can, if a barrel can only hold something on its side at this point, it can become Tomei, since occasionally barrels are used on their sides as well. And the Mishnah says, Kol Mekabel Yom Mezeisim, any part of the barrel where in between those two sides of the barrel, food can be kept, olives can be kept, Metamim B'Magar. If somebody touches that area of the barrel, then they would become Tomei, Chonegdim Tam Ba'avir. Excuse me, if food touches the side of the barrel, then it would become Tomei, and if food enters the airspace, it would also become Tomei. But V'chol She'ein Mekabel Yom Mezeisim, the part of the top of this barrel which has jagged edges at the top, where food cannot be kept in that area, so mitame b'maga, if food touches that area, it would become tome, but ve'in kenegdim tam ba'avir, if food only enters the airspace in between there, then it would not become tome, because that part only has the status of a yad, something which is an extension of the main kli itself. The Mishnah ends off by bringing an exception to the general rule that the earthenware piece of material has to be able to hold liquid in its regular upright position, without being supported by something else. However, the Mishnah says, Shulei Krofayos, the bottom edge of Krofayos, which is a kind of earthenware container, the Shulei Kaisim Atzidonim, and the bottom edge of Kaisim Atzidonim, which is also another type of earthenware utensil, and both of these have bottoms of the utensil which are pointy, and therefore they cannot be held by themselves, they have to be supported by something else in order for them to function. And the Mishnah says, even though they cannot sit without being supported by something else, Tmein, they can nevertheless become Tomei, because that's how they were made originally. The way that these barrels are used is by being supported by something else. That's how they're generally used, as can be shown in the other diagram for this Mishnah. And therefore it can indeed become Tomei.